Lawmakers in Massachusetts try to look forward after pushing Amherst Democrat Stan Rosenberg to resign. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by Matt Murphy with the State House News Service. Thanks for your time, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
Is the resignation of Senator Stan Rosenberg last week simply a political action? Or will his failure of leadership, as described in the report from the Senate Committee on Ethics, more than politics, be adding some issues for lawmakers to be tackling?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is in some ways more than politics. You know, I think Jim Welch kind of put it succinctly last week as he was heading into a caucus on Thursday before Stan resigned, and he said, "It is these situations where you have to throw politics and loyalty out the window." They were concerned, as you know, you've seen this report, there are numerous victims, both of physical sexual assault as well as verbal abuse and other transgressions by Rosenberg's husband, Brian Hefner, and a detailed account by the private investigators of cases where Rosenberg knew of things going on and didn't do enough to stop them. And this, for senators, this was really a breach of trust from the former president who they had entrusted as their leader back in 2015 when they elected him president. Well, where they go from here, I think, is a question. Minority Leader Bruce Tarr has suggested that the rules need to be reexamined because, as we know, Rosenberg was not found to have violated any Senate rules. And the main applicable rule, known as Senate Rule 10, deals primarily with financial transgressions, whether or not people are using their office to benefit themselves. And that was not the case here. But when you look at the Senate president giving access to his email, his private papers, confidential Senate material to a spouse who is then using that for political reasons and to kind of curry favor and influence within the Senate, a body that he wasn't even a member, I think that's where senators may take a look and see if they can strengthen that, or at the very least, check how their own office operates and maybe put in place some internal controls.
Another part of the report that sticks with me, Matt, is the racially charged comments that Hefner made to one of former Senator Stan Rosenberg's aides. Do we expect to see incoming Senate President Karen Spilka to really step up and take a lead role in righting some of these wrongs described in that report? Is now a good time for that?
I mean, I think it is a good time for that. Certainly that added a different dimension to this. We had already known and read about some of the sexual incidents involving Hefner. He's obviously been indicted for assaulting four different men with business ties on Beacon Hill. The racial element was an added dimension. But then if you look to the joint statement that Senate President Harriet Chandler read on behalf of the entire Senate, she talks about, and I'll quote here, "working diligently and swiftly to fortify the Senate systems for preventing and intervening in harassment in all its forms." Now, we don't really know what shape that will take or whether or not Harriet Chandler will get that done in her remaining couple months in office or if it will fall to incoming President Spilka. But I think it's probably not the last we've heard on this.
Now that the months-long, now former Senator Rosenberg investigation is complete, is there more air in the room? Do we expect the Senate to tackle legislation with a renewed focus, greater speed, and what will they be working on?
I think so. You know, we've been hearing for months now, ever since December when Rosenberg stepped aside, every little step was them trying to turn the page, and they hoped that it would be enough to refocus and remove the cloud. But I think we always kind of knew that until this report was out, and the future of Senator Rosenberg decided that the Senate was not really going to be able to move on. With Rosenberg's resignation, effective last Friday at 5 p.m., I think it kind of, for now at least, closes this chapter. And, you know, incoming President Spilka, who's still the Senate budget chief, will be releasing her FY19 budget proposal on Thursday. I think that will be a good opportunity for the Senate to refocus itself and regroup and look at the remaining policy and legislation that they need to tackle before the end of July.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Thanks, Carrie.
Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House, is now a podcast. You can subscribe to it wherever you get your podcasts or at nepr.net/podcast. This is New England Public Radio. ¶¶